I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Thursday, March 7, 2024. Stocks in Asia mixed on Thursday following Fed Chair Jerome Powell's congressional testimony that hinted at rate cuts at some point this year. Japanese stocks fell on a strengthening yen, offsetting gains in some major tech companies. For the day, the PSE index underperformed again, down 0.6% to close at 68.37, although the local market's net foreign buying streak continues.
With respect to direction, the market for now still seem to move sideways. The range support is going to be at 6,700, whereas resistance is going to be at 7,000. If you're going to look at the value turnover, it's still quite tepid, which goes to show that many are still on the sidelines and are waiting for catalyst. But I believe that's what we need right now. We need catalyst that would, you know, convince many of the investors to get back into the market. What could those catalysts be? Of course, we would want to see a continuation of the strong earnings that, or the strong results that we have been seeing so far in the 2023 corporate reports. At the same time, of course, we want to see signs that inflation will further ease and that interest rates will finally be cut.
Momentum is still intact. What we're seeing is just a pause, considering that we've run up by, as you mentioned, 8% for the year. And add to that the November and December run up of another 8%. So, I mean, that provides some irresistible opportunities to sell on stocks that have gone up quite strongly. But I think what is important to note is that we've seen foreign buying quite consistent. We've seen 24 days, or I think 25 days now, of consistent foreign buying, bringing the total to about 240 million. I think the jinx for the past 6 years, wherein we saw 6 years of continuous net foreign selling, and the market coming out strong in the first half of the year, and then ending up negative, will be broken this year. That's my take. The dragon of 2024 will eat up this jinx. Earnings yield, or earnings growth of corporates, and the other one is the rating of the PCOM index in terms of its multiple valuation. So we're looking at 8% corporate earnings growth this year. And then currently we're about 11.5 times price to earnings ratio, which provides a yield of about 8%. So 8 and 8 should, you know, give us 16%. And therefore, I think sell sides are looking into a 7.4, 7.5 target for the year. Note that we started the pandemic at 7.8, okay? Earnings have gone up by more than 30% already, and our index is still down.
In corporate stories, PLDT reports 2023 profit more than doubled to nearly 27 billion pesos as revenue inched up and expenses slightly went down. Net service revenues hit a historic high of 191.4 billion pesos, while EBITDA rose to a record high of 104.3 billion, with EBITDA margin expanding to 52%. Data and broadband, which contributed 82% of consolidated service revenues, up 4%. PLDT also declaring a final cash dividend of 46 pesos per share, bringing total dividends for the year to 95 apiece. That's equal to a dividend yield of 7.4%. Looking ahead, the telco giant expects consolidated service revenues and EBITDA to register mid-single-digit growth this year, underpinned by continued top-line growth and sustained focus on cost management, with a telco core income seen settling north of 35 billion. Meanwhile, PLDT also announced the creation of a new digital entity, Digico, which will be co-owned by PLDT, Smart, Meralco, and Metro Pacific Investments, whose aim is to create an integrated platform that will bring a unified customer experience across the MVP Group and its partners as it charts a new growth path using technology. Still in the earnings stream, East West Bank reverses 2 years of declines, posting a robust 32% jump in full-year 2023 earnings of 6.1 billion pesos on the back of sustained consumer loan growth and strong deposit generation. The Gotianun-led bank notes its consumer lending portfolio grew by 25%, accounting for 80% of total loans, the highest proportion among its peer banks. While deposits grew 8%, non-interest income up by 51%, and trading income growing over 5 times 2022 levels. In other news, EEI Power signs a deal to construct a 145.2 kilowatt peak solar PV rooftop system with the Gupan Doctors Villaflor Memorial Hospital. The panels are anticipated to yield an average annual energy output of 183,680 kilowatt hour and curtail carbon emission by approximately 128 metric tons annually, equivalent to planting 2,150 trees. Over its 25-year lifespan, the photovoltaic system is estimated to save the 100-bed hospital up to 20 million pesos in electricity expenses. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.